G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
I need to fix my camera so I'm in the middle of the screen instead of right down the bottom like this.
Like a wee little person.
I feel like a little girl, but I've moved offices and I don't know how to move my sit-stand desk properly. I've got to get this sorted.
I wasn't happy with mine, so I just went and bought a new one.
That may be on the cards.
Based on the last Friday episode we did about complaining but not doing about something, I think I only complained about my sit-stand desk for 2 years before I actually went and took action and did something about it.
I literally don't remember you ever complaining about it, so you clearly never complained to me.
Perhaps no, I choose the people I complain to.
Life. Oh, no, you're doing plenty of other complaining to me, let's be fair.
Well, but those are things that you are likely to give me an audience on and probably collude with me and go, oh, yeah, that is so, that's garbage, was, yeah, I can, no, you don't do that with me. You just tell me to shut up and stop whinging.
I don't think I've ever told you to shut up.
No, you haven't.
Thank you.
Maybe you should.
I don't
Maybe know. I'm contributing to your stress.
Oh, well, I didn't say that.
I'll tell you who's not stressed at the moment.
Okay, I'd like to see how you're going to segue this one.
People who go to Vegas. Actually, there'd be lots of people stressed.
I think
they've been to Vegas.
Yeah,
they're broke.
My money's gone. I got married to somebody I didn't really want to get married to.
I've got a doodle tattooed on my face because my apparent friends.
One of my favorite movies. I thought we should talk about the footy going over to Vegas.
I'm more than happy to let you explore that one, Coxie.
Well, you asked me why, because you're not a great consumer of the rugby league. Can you ask me why it's going over there? And I have a bit of a conspiracy theory, so I thought I'd just out myself on the podcast.
Hang on, there's a few kinks in your tinfoil hat there, Coxie. You want to straighten those out first?
No, I like it all scrunched up.
You won't pick up the signals clearly enough.
I was never one of those ones that used their thumbnail to make it nice and flat after Easter with the Easter eggs when you did craft in primary school. Remember that? No, it was the scrunchy
one. I used to do it with the wooden ruler.
Did you?
It
does not surprise me in the slightest that you made your foil flat and mine was scrunchy.
And then I'd throw it in the bin anyway, but just had to be flat. I do the same with the toothpaste tube.
Oh, my word. I'm not surprised at all. Right, back to the footy with my scrunchy tinfoil hat.
Your conspiracy?
I believe they went to Vegas because there's a lot of gambling money in Vegas and there's a lot of money to be made for a lot of fringe companies that are connected to the NRL if they can get the game to be picked up, at least in Vegas. I cannot see them getting it picked up throughout the states. I really can't. That's apparently why they've taken the game over there. And I don't agree. I think it's got a whole bunch more to do with the gambling money that resides in Vegas.
Hang on. So you're saying the games are fixed?
No, I don't believe they're fixed. Ooh, you're leading me down a path.
Oh, maybe.
No, I don't think the games are fixed. I think that the exposure means, well, they're hoping that there's a different agenda for the exposure. I don't think the exposure is about growing the game at a grassroots level so that kids are over there playing and we happen to end up with another league over there. I think it's got nothing to do with that. I think it's got to do with money. I know that I think about my town. Now, we have a couple of football players that played those games based in my town. I live outside of Brisbane and we've got a couple of younger players that actually play for not even the Broncos but other teams that were playing over there. I won't call them out. I don't think they'll listen to me, but other people here might, which meant a lot of people from my community went and I've spent a lot of time absorbing their social media. My daughter's there with her partner and eight of their mates. They all went over as a big group to watch and they had a lot of fun. And I happen to love the rugby league. We're avid watchers in my family. I've got three boys. They all watched and played. My daughter's obsessed with it. It's a big thing for us. However, I also feel like there's agendas in the background, maybe of all sports, but we're talking about league.
Sounding a bit cynical there, Nick. It's all about money. What do you mean it's all about money?
Well,
surely big sport is not all about money.
No, now you're making me look foolish. Like, well, of course, everybody thinks the same.
The gambling thing, that's an interesting thread, Coxie. So you're thinking it's because the Seppos are going to gamble money on the game and then that's going to flow back to the teams. Well, team ownership, it doesn't go to the teams.
Correct. I think I do believe that it's got something to do with that. I watch the kids. So the girls are not interested. A couple of the boys and their friends don't mind a punt. I think it's very common, sadly, for their age group. I think I've been fortunate so far with the kids that this was something we educated them about from very early on, because I would watch every game with them. It was part of our family ritual to spend that time together because it was something we all enjoyed. And so, you know, you don't watch, so maybe you're unaware. You are assaulted with gambling ads.
Oh no, I'm throughout. Still aware of that for the odd occasions that I watch any sport. Somehow gambling is it's not somehow. Gambling is destructive.
Mm-hmm.
It is addictive, is a massive social problem.
Mm-hmm.
It destroys families, and yet it is openly promoted in places and in ways to people who are very influenced and somewhat, I wouldn't say vulnerable, but, and it's done where alcohol is being consumed, which is another drug that somehow is still completely legal and the government makes shitloads of money out of it. It also destroys lives. And I got a wife who's worked in healthcare for many, many years and has seen the effects of alcohol use. And I'm not talking like, you know, drinking to the point where you fall off a balcony. I'm talking about just that chronic, insidious use of alcohol as a drug. And so, hey, governments, good one. Let's promote alcohol and gambling at the same place and then put a little warning at the bottom of the screen, drink responsibly or gamble responsibly, because that's going to help.
So the ads now have really changed in the last, and to be fair, if I call myself out, perhaps I'm more hyper aware because of the age of my children, and the ads have really changed in the last 2 years to be directly targeting that sort of 18 to 25 year old age group, directly targeting them. It's changed. Anyway, so we continually have these conversations. So the kids and I will talk about all of this stuff. Fortunately, we have that kind of relationship where we can have open conversations about it. And they tell me some of the stuff you can gamble on. Like, it's just mind-blowing the things you can gamble on from all across the world. Like, the stupidest sports or the stupidest, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm not here to lay judgment one way or the other. You do you. You do what's comfortable for you. And I believe that there's a bigger picture here that we don't know about, and that is why the NRL were in Vegas. It's all to do with gambling and introducing the game as an opportunity to be gambled on to the States. Interestingly, so again, having the knowledge of my daughter being there, I believe it's a 60,000-seat stadium. They sold 40,000 tickets and they were banking on the extra 20,000 to be picked up by locals. The 40,000 were in majority made up of Australians, followed by English and French. The rest of the tickets barely sold. They did not sell out the stadium. And I, you know, it may take some time for those kinds of things to build if they were legitimate about it. It does indicate to me, though, that the Americans couldn't give a toss about one of our games here from Australia that we all play regularly. It's not interesting to them. It's very different to their national football. And so I don't know whether it'll end up there next year or not. And if it does, I wonder what the true agenda is. Is it really about expanding the game? Because aren't there other places in the world that you'd be better to hit up? Like, I don't know, think about Japan or the islands. There are so many other places
islands,
that we could be taking the game that are either already playing it or they're playing another version of. There's lots of countries that play Union. Wouldn't it make more sense to take the game to those Union-based countries because it's a relatively sideways transition to go from one to the other, whereas playing Gridiron is totally different. There's nothing about it that's the same, nothing at all. I wonder how many of our bloke listeners are sitting there thinking this chick doesn't have a clue what she's talking about.
No, they're probably thinking Woz can't possibly be a real man. He doesn't watch the footy.
Lots of people that don't watch the footy. In fact, lots of our clients don't watch the footy. Lots of them do. Most of them don't watch the league, though, unless it's at State of Origin time to give you an eye and mouthful. But yeah. Most of them are AFL supporters.
I used to watch all the codes, actually. I went to Union games, saw the Reds play, and that was cool up in Brizzy when I lived up there. But I don't know, just kind of got over it. You know what it is? I think leaves a bit of taste in my mouth is the whole big business side of it.
Yeah.
When sports stops being about your jersey and your club and your team and all those beautiful values that club footy is supposed to engender and, you know, under 17s and all that sort of stuff, like all that development of young people and teaching them competitive spirit and teamwork and all that stuff. When it becomes a business, it's all about one thing, and that's a profit.
Mm.
And we talk a bit on our main episodes about purpose-driven businesses and being clear on your why and everything. And when there's a author that I've mentioned recently on the show, Simon Sinek, he talks about Start With Why. He's got a book called Start With Why. And he says something along the lines of when the profit purpose becomes disconnected from the people purpose or something like that, that's when problems come in. And we see that. Like all the problems with footy teams can be traced back to money.
Mm.
You know, players getting insane salaries at a time in their life where they don't even have the life skills to figure out how to buy groceries and, you know, not go and spend it on drugs and shit. Like, it's just, it's shit. So I hate that corporate aspect. Despite the fact that I'm a business coach teaching people how to make more profit, it's what's done with it. And I think, unfortunately, for big sport and big business, most of that money ends up in the hands of big shareholders, which are, you know, they're the top end of town. There you go. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. It's the 3% that own 80% of everything in the world. They can all go and get fucked.
Now, if anyone's listening and you disagree with us, please let us know. I don't know if we've got any listeners left at the end of this episode, but hey, we promised that we'd bring more of us to these fucking Friday episodes. There you go. You got a bit more of us.
I'm going to go and watch the footy.
I still watch the footy. Mostly it's AFL these days, but I'm an avid follower of the three codes. I still don't get soccer. It's
football, Nicole. It's not soccer.
Okay, we live in Australia. It's soccer. And
I'm going to go watch the mountain biking. That's what I'm going to watch. There ain't no money in that, I can tell you.
You'll be very impressed to know that I watched some mountain biking videos yesterday on Instagram and saw some poor kid take a dreadful fall. I don't know if that's the correct terminology, on his bike, and just thank God for his helmet, he would have eaten
Olex himself. It's called a hugie.
Well, he had a hugie, but he got back on his bike and he finished the race.
Yeah, you little legend. That's what it's all about.
Blood and guts streaming everywhere after, but he got through it.
I bet none of the guys that went to Vegas had blood and guts anywhere.
Oh, I think there was a bit more than blood and guts in Vegas.
If you want to send us any hate mail, I don't know, go to someone else's page. Nah, you can find us on the web. You can find us on socials, Tradies in Business everywhere. What do you reckon about the footy in Vegas? Is it legit? Is it all about the game or is it all about money and gambling? Let us know your thoughts.
Hooray.